Catch 95. Good morning. I'm Doug Donahoe, and there's a big show coming up Saturday night up in Stanley featuring Rust on the Rails, and I've got a couple of the guys on the phone. Good morning, gentlemen.
You have Cody Beebe and Blake Noble from Rust on the Rails.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
All right, so you guys are coming out here to Idaho, where sometimes things move a little slower than everywhere else.
Yeah, we get out to Idaho a few times a year normally, and we always have a good time out there, and some really good people out there. A lot of similarities to some of the Washingtonians that we know here, but it's nice to go somewhere new and to just play for good people, play music for good people out there.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we love a lot out here, but we love our music, man, especially the backdrop up there in Stanley. Oh, you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a beautiful spot for sure.
So tell people about your music.
As you can tell by the other gentleman that's been talking, he's from a land called Down Under, or a land down under, or however that saying goes. But so he actually plays a didgeridoo and percussive guitar. So it's a mix between Australian roots music mixed with Americana rock music.
Huh.
So I don't know. I mean, we would say it's a mix between Pearl Jam and John Butler.
Ooh, I like that.
Something like that. So it's rock and roll based, but it has a lot of different elements into it. So
Saturday, July 1st, 6 p.m. Mountain Village Outdoor Stage, Rust on the Rails. It's going to be a fun show. What's the best show you ever played, and why?
I would say that was. We were invited to be part of the Gentlemen Off the Road stopover tour in Walla Walla.
Yep.
What was that, 2 years ago now? Yeah, it's the festival that Mumford & Sons puts on around the nation, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, opening for Mumford & Sons and Foo Fighters, and yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah, and you're just kind of sitting there going, holy crap, we're doing this. We're doing this, you guys.
Yeah, and then, spring we were lucky enough to get invited to play in Europe for about a month, so we went on tour over there and played in 5 different countries and had an incredible experience in Europe. I mean, the people, the way that they receive the music is just a lot more open than a lot of places in America. So
I know here in America, we try to pigeonhole everything, everybody, and, you know, it's like, wait, just let the music speak for itself, you know? And that's
exactly.
You know, the rootsier, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. That's what we think, too, and it's kind of difficult to pigeonhole a rock and roll band with a didgeridoo player.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going for.
I love that, man. Well, you guys have some video posted out on your website or YouTube so we can direct people there to kind of get a taste of Rust on the Rails?
Yes, sir. We've got some new videos out from our latest album. The album's called Talisman, and that's on all the usual suspects, your iTunes and Apple Music and stuff. But for videos, we have our Facebook page, Rust on the Rails, or our YouTube page of the same name. And the latest video is called Secrets, and we shot that here in Yakima, Washington, in the only castle that I'm aware of in this entire state.
Wow. Cool. Well, people, get ready for Rust on the Rails with Curtis Grimes Band. It's an outdoor show. It's happening Saturday at 6 p.m., that's when the music rolls, and 6 to about 10:30 p.m. or until they shut us all down, man. We know how to stay up late and enjoy tunes up there in Stanley.
That's
at
right.
Mountain Village Resort. Tickets are only $15. And, guys, I appreciate your time. Rust on the Rails. Seek out their music, and maybe we'll see you out there Saturday night. You guys, I appreciate the call.